Good Thursday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for allowing me to join with you on this beautiful morning as we start our day off together in God's Word. Today we are in John, finished up with where we were over in the Psalms. Now we're back over in John chapter 7. Here, Jesus returns to Galilee and meets with his brothers who urge him to go to Judea to attend the Festival of Shelters, also known as the Feast of Booths or Tabernacles. This autumn agricultural celebration commemorated God's providing for the people during their journey in the desert following the Exodus from Egypt. Okay, Jesus attended the festival in secret, but midway through the festival, he teaches in the temple. The Jewish authorities are surprised by Jesus' teachings and knowledge. And again, God's guiding word for us as we continue this week is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Excuse me. After this, Jesus traveled in Galilee. He did not want to travel in Judea because the Jewish authorities there were wanting to kill him. The time for the Festival of Shelters was near, so Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave this place. Let's go to Judea so that your followers will see the things that you are doing. People don't hide what they are doing if they want to be well known. Since you are doing these things, let the whole world know about you." And not even his brothers, by the way, in verse 5, believed in him. So Jesus said to them, "The right time for me has not yet come. Any time is right for you. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I keep telling it that the ways are bad. You go on to the festival. I'm not going to this festival because the right time has not come for me." And he said this and then stayed on in Galilee. After his brothers had gone to the festival, Jesus also went. However, he did not go openly, but secretly. The Jewish authorities were looking for him at the festival. "Where is he?" they asked. There was such much whispering about him in the crowd. "He's a good man," some people said. "No," the other said, "he fools the people." But no one talks about him openly because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. The festival was nearly half over when Jesus went to the temple and began teaching. The Jewish authorities were greatly surprised and said, "How does this man know so much when he's never been to school?" And Jesus answered, "What I teach is not mine own teaching, but it comes from God who sent me. Whoever is willing to do what God wants will know whether what I teach comes from God or whether I speak of my own authority. Those who speak on their own authority are trying to gain glory for themselves. But he who wants glory for the one who sent him is honest, and there is nothing false in him. Moses gave you the law, didn't he? But not one of you obeys the law. Why are you trying to kill me?" "You have a demon in you," the crowd answered. "Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus answered, "I performed one miracle, and you were all surprised. Moses ordered you to circumcise your sons, although it was not Moses, but your ancestors who started it. And so you circumcised the boy on the Sabbath. If a boy is circumcised on the Sabbath so that Moses' law is not broken, why then are you angry with me because I make a man completely well on the Sabbath? Stop judging by external standards and judge by true standards." And today's key verse is John chapter 7, verse 16, where Jesus answered, "What I teach is not my own teaching, but comes from God who sent me." And so, beloved, again, Jesus wanted to stay away from this celebration. He knew that the Jewish leadership were out to get him, to kill him or whatever. And yet he went just to encourage the people to read, to teach in the temple. And what happens is that they start mocking him and making fun of him. "Oh, who's trying to kill you?" And all of this stuff. And finally he has to, answer the innermost question of their hearts. Why does this man know so much? He's not been to the university. He's not been to seminary. He's not been to any trade school. How does he know so much? And Jesus answered, "What I teach is not my own teaching, but it comes from God who sent me." And so Jesus takes no credit for his teaching, no matter how great or the greater impact that his teaching has. He gives all the glory to God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that your teachings come from God. And I seek to do what God wants and to serve you as a faithful disciple. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 7, picking up at verse 25, where Jesus continues teaching in the temple. Until then, may God's greatest blessings, the Word's most wonderful promises, be yours. God bless.